The new technology of managing soil moisture content. We're visiting today with John Panuska, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. John, start out by explaining the notion of soil moisture.
Soil moisture obviously is a very important component for crop growth. Crops need water to grow. What we want to try to do is optimize the levels of soil moisture in the soil using some technologies that have come down significantly in price in the last 10 years that growers can use to do that. But we're also maximizing nutrient use. For example, if you've put nitrogen into a soil, that water can move through that soil profile rather quickly and carry that nitrogen away with it. And we don't want that to happen because that nitrogen costs money and pumping that irrigation water costs money. So we want to provide growers with the information and the guidance to be able to manage their soil water so that they decrease the chance that that nitrogen is going to be leached from the soil, and also that they get maximum water use efficiency along with that.
John, perhaps you can describe some of the new technologies available to producers to manage soil moisture.
There's a sensor out there for every budget, and we strongly recommend that people actually monitor the soil moisture so they know what they're dealing with, they're not guessing. And then the Wisconsin Irrigation Scheduling Program, which is a tool that we've put together. It's a web-based tool. It's completely free of charge, and they can put their data into that tool and use it to manage the soil moisture in the plant root zone in a way that will optimize the water use efficiency and decrease the leaching of nutrients and other chemicals into the groundwater.
Perhaps you can describe what some of these sensors do.
Basically, these are both mechanical and electronic devices that will interact with the soil around them and measure the volumetric water content of that soil, and then that's the information that you use for making decisions on whether to irrigate or not to irrigate, and using the irrigation scheduling tool, how much to irrigate.
John, give us an idea how widely used these technologies are and what the future is.
We are seeing an increased interest in soil moisture management, and there's an increased interest in doing a better job of managing that groundwater and that soil moisture. So we're seeing more people looking at soil moisture management as part of their management plan. We certainly encourage anybody who's not doing soil moisture monitoring and management right now to seriously consider doing it, because I think they're going to find that there's benefits, both cost-saving benefits and environmental benefits to doing it.
We've been visiting with John Panuska, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.